Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo, what's so funny?
It's like if you don't stand up, you think you're going to be in trouble. Now you've told me that story, I'm going to think it every single time.
No, you know, I almost forgot to stand up. That's what happened there. And I can't forget to stand up to start the final hour, man. You gotta bring some energy up in here for the 3 p.m. hour in this particular segment. A check on Twitter where KC Shug is making me feel better about my upcoming surgery. Bob said to me earlier in the show that, number one, I would be a wuss if I wasn't back within 3 days, which I'm not going to be because I already have the time off. And number two, Bob said, look, man, the worst part about it is that when you wake up, that tube will still be shoved down your pie hole, right? And you'll wake up like that. To which KC Shug has tweeted the show, and he says, let's see. No, I've had multiple surgeries under anesthesia knocked out, and I never woke up with the breathing tube still in my throat. You will count backwards from 100, and before you get to 96, you will be emoji with the Z's over it. Do I look just like that, KC, the emoji with the Z's? And then they take it out before they wake you up, and you'll be nervous, he says, but they'll give you a sedative to chill you out, and it will. It's great. The most pain will be the IV. Just hope you get a nurse that doesn't have to stick you multiple times to find a vein. That's freaking irritating.
Another reason why I need to be in there when you wake up,
no,
because I will have my phone ready to record so I can bring some audio to the program later on that day, and Diddy and I can have some fun at your expense.
No. If I wake up and Lonzo is the first thing that I'm seeing, I will tell them that I need stronger drugs. Okay, that the drugs that they gave me clearly were not strong enough.
I'll make sure hair's down across my face. It's going to be nice.
I am living a nightmare. Doctor, aren't you sure you can't cut me some more? Come on, I can't handle
your
this.
Your mom and dad love me. They'll let me in there. You'll see.
You've done a good job of kissing up to them, and they're kind of a fan.
By the way, I don't kiss up to them. It's everything that I say about them or to them is heartfelt and genuine in every single way.
It is heartfelt and genuine.
I'm generally a nice guy.
You are also.
You may not think so, but I am.
You are also not nearly the teddy bear that you present yourself to be to them on this show. So I'm just here to keep it real. That's how it rolls. In any case, you know what else rolls is the top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, with 12 locations to service you throughout the upstate of South Carolina. The top three at three starts right now.
It scares you more when I don't do anything.
You can just see him writhing over here at the silence. Hit it! All right, coming up on the top three at three today, it is time right now for your playoff picks. What four teams, Lonzo, you roll your eyes at me when I do this each and every week, proving that you're not the teddy bear that you present to my parents. But I'll tell you what, your four teams that make the playoff, that you believe are going to make the playoff, should be different today than they have been, given what's shaken out over the recent weeks. Last week for me, my number four was Minnesota. My five was Baylor. Now both of those are out of the picture. So, 1 through 4 for you today is...
All right, number one, Ohio State, number two, LSU, number three, Clemson, number four, I struggled with this, and I was trying to decide between Oregon and Oklahoma.
Who will make it?
And I'm going to go with Oregon. I think Oregon's going to be in there, although Oklahoma showed a lot and got a very big win over this weekend, but I'm going to go with Oregon right now.
So you honestly believe right now that Clemson is not the best team in America?
Oh, not even close. No.
You don't think
no,
they're the
Ohio
best?
State and LSU are far and away better than Clemson.
But Lonzo, LSU isn't far and away better than Texas. They're not far and away better than Auburn. They're not. So how can you be far and away better than not far and away better than those two teams and far and away better than Clemson?
I have no bias whatsoever against Clemson, as you know, you could tell by listening to this program. Yeah. So, yeah, I have no reason to put Clemson in number three unless they deserve it.
So you're saying Oregon gets in. I am going to say, and this is not what I believe, folks.
A one-loss team is going to get in there.
That's true.
It's trying to figure out which one's going to get it.
That's true. So my belief is, in my personal top 10, Clemson is number one. This isn't, though, what I believe. This is what I believe is going to happen, okay? Number one is going to be LSU. Number two is going to be Ohio State. Number three is going to be Clemson. And number four, in my opinion, is going to be Utah. Because Utah will beat Oregon. I think they're really physical. They play the best brand of defense, although Oregon's no slouch on that side of the ball as well in the Pac-12. And I think Utah is going to spring the upsets in the championship game. Notice how neither you nor I is considering Alabama anymore. And that's because Nick Saban made the worst decision.
We didn't mention Georgia either. I want to point that out.
We didn't. So what happens here if Georgia beats LSU? Who's the four if Georgia wins that game? Give me your 1-4 then.
Wow. If Georgia beats LSU, I would have to go with Georgia.
Okay, so give me your 1-4.
It would still be Ohio State. No, because LSU's gone. So it would be Ohio State, Clemson, Oregon, and then Georgia.
I think you're wrong. I think LSU could lose the SEC championship game and still be in. So I think if Georgia wins the SEC championship, it knocks out Oregon, Utah, and Oklahoma from the mix, my opinion. If Georgia were to beat LSU, here would be your final. Here would be your four. Number one, Ohio State. Number two, Clemson. Number three, Georgia. Number four, LSU. Right? My opinion. If Georgia loses the SEC championship game, because you'd have to put Georgia ahead of them because they won the SEC championship game. They both have one loss. They won the head-to-head. You could not put a one-loss Georgia ahead of Clemson and Ohio State, especially a one-loss Georgia that lost to South Carolina.
But what if Oregon beats Utah? I'm just saying, there's some...
I think if Georgia beats LSU, they've earned the right to be in the playoff, and LSU has done enough in the committee's eyes not to be at risk for falling out of the playoff, honestly. All right, next up. At number two here today, folks, Jordan Birch, the stud recruit, has announced that he will be announcing his collegiate decision on December 19th. On December 19th, he will make it known where he intends to play next season. And folks, you know, you've heard me say this, all right? And I'll say it before and I'll say it again. And when I say this line, try not to laugh and try not to drive off the road. I'm concerned about your safety. South Carolina is closer to the college football playoff than anyone realizes from a talent standpoint and from a talent perspective. They do not have the head coach. The average recruiting class ranking of the teams last year that made the playoffs over a four-year period, so you're looking at their classes over the 4 years, was 9.6. So you just have to have a top 10 class. You can't be lower than 20th. As long as you weren't lower than 20th in any individual year, you had a shot to make the college football playoff over a four-year period. Well, South Carolina last year was in the top 20. South Carolina this year is right around top 20. But it's not just about the final recruiting ranking as it pertains to Jordan Birch. South Carolina desperately needs a victory over Clemson at something. And if you can get what many people believe to be the best player in all of college football, that's saying something. If you can't get him and he's right in your backyard in the Columbia area, I think it might be all she wrote for Will. And some of you want that. But in any case, a player many consider to be the number one in the nation makes his college choice on December 19th. And finally, folks, I cannot understate the importance in life of getting it. When somebody says to you, he or she gets it, what does that mean to you? I think it's one of the most beautiful phrases in the English language because it says so much with so few words. It gets more out of less than any other phrase in the English language. We've all known people who don't get it. I take that to mean an understanding of what to do and how to do and how to act and so on and so forth in your day-to-day life. Folks, I could not believe what I saw from Colin Kaepernick over this weekend. Do you realize for a minute how the NFL bent over backward for him? All right? A policy in the NFL has not been to schedule a league-sanctioned workout for any individual player. But Colin Kaepernick's reps were worried that, and the individual teams weren't working out Colin Kaepernick because they didn't want the negative press if they chose not to sign him. So think about this for a second. Let's say Atlanta's going to work him out, the Atlanta Falcons. They don't want the negative press that he worked out with them, but they chose not to sign him. And so no teams were working him out. So the NFL decided to bend over backwards, extend the olive branch to somebody who sued them. And they created a shield sanction, an NFL sanctioned workout that 24 teams agreed to go to. They even got the Atlanta Falcons in on it and had the Falcons agree to use their facilities in Flowery Branch for the audition. Colin Kaepernick stood them up. An hour before the workout, Colin Kaepernick says, "Nah, we're not going to be at Flowery Branch with the Falcons. We're going to do it at a high school." Only Colin and his reps would have had to have scheduled that days in advance to have been able to pull that off. So they stood up 24 NFL teams at the last second, made the eight that there were eight teams that made it to his rescheduled workout, made them scurry across Atlanta. And let me tell you, Flowery Branch, I've been there covering the Falcons training camp. It's an hour north of Atlanta. To make people scurry back into the city 51 minutes because you couldn't hold up your end of the bargain? I'm done. I'm done with this dude. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Jay Glazer says, I am not the only one.
Colin Kaepernick was scheduled to work out yesterday at the Atlanta Falcons facility in Flower Branch, Georgia, for about 24 teams. Falcons were actually leaving team personnel behind to help facilitate the workout. 20 minutes before the workout was supposed to begin, Colin Kaepernick and his people moved the workout to about an hour south away from this where most of the teams that were in Flowery Branch were not able to make it down to this workout. There were about eight teams that ended up showing up. For the teams that are there, I'm told that he showed good arm strength. He looked good, had some issues with the deep ball. It got better as the workout went on. But the bigger issue is, where does this leave Colin Kaepernick getting signed? The teams that I talked to said, we wish that this all just happened the way it was supposed to. We could find out what happened with Colin Kaepernick. A lot of these scouts weren't there. But because it turned into a much bigger circus once again, there are a lot of teams that said, that's going to make us shy away from signing Colin Kaepernick.
The words of Jay Glazer, and very eloquently stated, and in a very difficult place for him to be in, Stephen A. Smith also says that his support of Colin Kaepernick with this latest incident has come to an end.
So let me get this straight. Colin Kaepernick has been working out all of this time. Him, people in his camp, his close ones, loved ones, everybody talking about he wants to play football. He wants to play football. He's ready to play. Just give him the chance. So what does the NFL do? Recognizing that teams need a shield because they need something to hide behind because they know that, guess what? If we bring this brother in for a workout and we don't like him or we don't want him, who knows what we're going to get accused of? We need cover. So the NFL provides that. I have no doubt Jay-Z's involved. I have no doubt Roger Goodell is involved. I have no doubt there's a host of people involved. But forget all of that. This man wanted a chance. 25 teams show up in Georgia at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility, state-of-the-art facility, NFL personnel, equipment, everything, video, everything. And what does Colin Kaepernick do? Not Tuesday when he found out about it, not Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday, Saturday, 3 hours before the workout, because of some issue with a liability waiver. Colin Kaepernick wants to change the venue. Colin Kaepernick wants his own receivers. Colin Kaepernick wants to video things himself. Colin Kaepernick wants the media. This Colin Kaepernick, media can't find him. He ain't done no interviews. He ain't talked to nobody. Media can't find him, but he wants to do it. He wants the media available now. You see, he don't want to play. He wants to be a martyr. But guess what? It ain't working this time. All of us believe that Colin Kaepernick would have showed out. And if he had showed out, I'm here to tell you, I believe he would have had a job inside of 2 weeks. But it didn't happen because he didn't show. He wanted to show up to a high school in Georgia. Not an NFL facility, a high school. And then YouTube it live. Like the average Joe out there gets to decide if he's on the NFL roster. You don't want to work. You just want to make noise. And you want to control the narrative. It's over. Colin Kaepernick's aspiration in the NFL for an NFL career. It's over. Talk to y'all Monday on First Take.
For Stephen A. Smith, a prominent African-American sports media personality, to say that about the face of racial injustice, given his own race, takes a tremendous amount of courage, gumption, and guts. And I commend him for speaking the truth. What he just said, honestly, it would be hard for anybody to do in his position. But he's 100% right on Colin Kaepernick. I'm over him. I'm over him. I'm over him. I'm over his act. I'm over the drama. It's, you know, football needs to be priority number 1 through 10 for me to consider giving that guy a chance. And he just proved today that the sideshow and his causes are far more important than the sport that he's supposed, that he claims to love. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Would you give Colin Kaepernick a chance in any way, shape, or form moving forward, or are you done as well? The text line is open for you, 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and then continue with your message. Our Twitter policy is, if you follow us, pretty cool deal here. We'll get to your tweets on the air. All you got to do is hit that little follow button at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo Onward, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And you can also email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Coming up next, Clemson is beating this about as badly as it's beating its opponents. And I'll share with you what that is when Offsides continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. All right, let's get right to Wes, who's been hanging patiently on the line. Hey, Wes, what's up, bud?
Hey, Mark. What I was going to talk about is this Colin Kaepernick thing.
Yeah, man.
I look at it like this. If I'm interviewing someone for a job and I tell you what time you need to be there and everything, then I expect you to show up
100%
at the time. And I don't expect you to call me and say, I don't want to meet you there. I want to meet you at Joe's Bar and Grill.
That isn't on your terms as a want to be employee. That is on the terms of the employer, right? You do what the employer wants. I also used the analogy earlier in the show of a girl you were trying to date for 3 years, and she said no to you for 3 years, and then you get the date and you stand her up. Colin Kaepernick has been trying to get back in the NFL for 3 years, pleading for a chance. Mark, they give him a chance, and he stands up 2/3 of the teams that went out to see him.
Yeah, well, the thing is, for me, too, he wasn't, and I know it's not like a regular 9-to-5 job in a bank or something, but the way he even showed up, he wasn't serious to begin with. The dude, that hairdo and everything, if he was really serious, he would have shown a different side of himself to say, look, I've changed, and I'm really serious now.
Yeah, I'm not so sure the hairdo has anything to do with it for me, but to your point, I do think there are appearance-related things that people can do that hurt their chances of being employed, right? Like if you show up to an interview with a neck tattoo, I'm thinking that's not, you're showing not great, you know, like, I don't know if that's great decision making, knowing you're going to be presenting yourself to people. And
well,
then I worry about other decision makings.
Right, exactly. So,
right.
All right, man.
There
y'all
you go.
Have a good one.
Yeah, man, yeah, I appreciate it, Wes. Thanks for bringing us up, and thanks for your opinion. No, that's exactly right. I mean, you don't get to tell the employer where you're going to meet for the interview. You don't even get to tell the employer when they need to hire you because your money is going to run out. Everything is on the employer's terms. Okay? Everything is on the employer's terms. I'll tell you what. When I accepted this job, my insurance, health insurance, as a teacher in Houston, ran out in January. I wasn't eligible to be picked up here until March 1st. But you know what? Those were the terms provided by the employer, and I can take it or leave it, right? And so guess what I did? I tiptoed through the month of February, right? I drove very slowly. I took very good care of myself.
So that's why it took you forever to get here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I drove very slowly. Though I don't get to say, no, you're going to give me insurance when I need insurance. It's on the employer's terms. Colin Kaepernick, in a power move, he hadn't earned the right to do what he did. You know, and he still thinks he's calling the shots. Again, in life, the importance of getting it. Do you get it? Dude doesn't get it. And man, I mean, for all of us who've had a last chance with someone or something and we blew it, that's what Colin Kaepernick should be feeling like today. That no one is going to want to get anywhere close to that guy right now, honestly. All right. I do want to get to this. There was a real neat scene at the Clemson game on Saturday before the game. There was some really kind of powerful moving audio with Dabo Swinney meeting a special needs child.
Hey, buddy. Kevin Watford.
Sam Watford.
Good to see you.
Now,
Washington
football assistant.
Awesome to meet you.
With Tina Maloney and Philip Maloney. Jacob Maloney.
Mr. Beatonball told me about
with
you.
With Tina Rollins and Bruce Rollins.
Kevin Rollins.
Now, our senior football operations
student.
With Mike Dilley.
That's my bad. The audio works a lot better when you can see the video. I didn't realize how inaudible that was when you couldn't see the video. You can understand what's happening.
You can hear the announcer really well.
Yeah, you can hear the. He's got a great voice. He really does. On the other side of the ledger, boy, did you? If you were watching the Auburn Georgia game on Saturday, did you see or hear about Lonzo, the photographer, the student photographer who was knocked out cold? By a player getting pushed out of bounds, his knee hit her head, and she was knocked out cold on the sideline. In terms of not getting it, in terms of not having the temperature of the room, here is one of Gary Danielson's worst moments. Now, mind you, he's saying this on the SEC on CBS broadcast with Brad Nessler. And you can tell Brad Nessler wants to get as far away from Gary Danielson on this as he possibly can. So this is what Gary Danielson is saying after a woman has been knocked out on the sideline by a player running into her.
And so we sort of hold our breath for a different reason.
Yeah, Marlon's going, I'm back in the game. I think KJ Britt was the guy who was over there on the tackle. I wonder if he's the one that got injured on the play. Number 33 right here.
No, it's a person.
Is it a
on
person?
The sideline.
I got you, Cyber.
And
Britt gets up. He's fine. Harrion's fine.
And the person that Harrion ran into is not.
It's not.
Meanwhile, it's third down and one.
Looks like a guy taking a picture with his camera right here is the one he runs into right over.
I think it's a young lady, in fact. But well, we can't speculate. There's too many.
Just tone deaf. That was tone deaf to me. You got a person on the sideline who's knocked out cold. Gary Danielson's cracking jokes. Really tone deaf in a key situation there. Let's make the mood more splendid again, shall we? This, you ever had a Freudian slip, Lonzo? I know you have. I've had a couple here on this show. Here was the
you don't slip. You do that on purpose.
Here was the announcer. F you all the time, Lonzo. Here was the announcer for the Denver Nuggets after Nikola Jokic made a skyhook in the game. Check out this Freudian slip.
Jokic. Around the corner, sweeping hook shot is beautiful.
We really haven't seen that in a while. Woo. Good to see.
A splendid Serbian hooker shot from right there, 62-42. 20-point lead.
Thank you, Fred. That last one. There, please.
A splendid Serbian hooker brought to you by Nikola Jokic of the hooker shot.
He should be mad about his other guy on the broadcast team. If he hadn't laughed, he probably could have pulled that off and no one would have noticed and he lost it.
Oh, you're kidding me, man. That was absolutely positively hilarious. And then finally, the last piece of audio we'll share with you, Joey Galloway and Jesse Palmer arguing about Tua Tagovailoa even playing in the game on Saturday, in which he got injured against Mississippi State, underwent successful surgery today for that fractured and dislocated hip in my former stomping grounds, Houston, Texas.
Should Tua have even been playing against Mississippi?
I think so, but I think that Nick Saban should have stuck with his first instinct and taken Tua out of the game at the end of the half when they're up 35-7. At that point, the game's in hand. Mississippi State only has 83 total yards of offense at this point. Now, it's a tough situation because it did look like his star player, Tua, went over and spoke to him, wanted to stay in for a two-minute drill. But you got to remember, Tua was a game-time decision to begin with. So it's a blessing. At this point, with 3 minutes to go in the first half, Tua was still doing okay, still looked healthy enough. I think at this point, if you're Nick Saban, you have to understand you need this guy to try to make the playoff. He should have taken Tua out of the game.
I do understand letting a quarterback stand for a two-minute situation because you try to practice those, but there is nothing that you can practice that is similar to a two-minute situation with your quarterback. Of course, he's having a great half. They're winning the game. But those are moments in games when coaches say, this is rare opportunity. Let my quarterback operate in a 2 minute. I understand it.
I guess, like, how many more 2 minutes, though, does Tua need, though?
Well,
he's had an entire year last year.
But if you're talking about practicing, then practicing, it would be like, then how much practice does Tua need? We all need more practice.
But not when you're not 100%.
If
he's 100% healthy,
if they're saying it's a game time decision and they decide to let him play at that stage, they are saying he's ready to go. And if he's ready to go and you have an opportunity to go 2 minutes, I fully understand that.
But it's easy to go revisionist history here now because he's injured. But
sure,
the past 2 weeks, this player's coming off an ankle surgery.
Yes.
Over the past 2 weeks, he's been a game-time decision.
Yeah. And they decided to let him play.
Just know when to cash in. 35-7.
You let a guy play, he's playing.
And it's funny, that almost sounded like a rich man's version of my debate with Lonzo from earlier in the day. Lonzo's a former football player. He says, you play if you can play. I think it was the most boneheaded decision of this century that Saban would play Tua Tagovailoa in that game. I had people on the field texting me before the game saying Tua was moving around gingerly. He was really banged up at the end of the LSU game. You're not worried about Mississippi State. You're worried about the Iron Bowl. You're getting him ready for the Iron Bowl. He could have had 3 weeks to get that ankle healthy prior to the Iron Bowl, and then Alabama's got a great shot to make the college football playoff. And spare me all these people saying one injury didn't have anything to do with the other. When your body is compensating for one injury, different parts of your body are vulnerable. Okay, but let's assume you're right for a minute, that the hip injury had nothing to do with the ankle. Should have never been in the damn game. Alabama would have been favored over Mississippi State by 18 points if he didn't play. There was no reason for him to be in that damn game. You know, it's close in terms of worst decisions in Nick Saban's career. But I give this one the edge over becoming the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. I really do. All right, coming up next, Jim Zocchi of the Carolina Panthers broadcast team joins the show. Can the Panthers wave goodbye to any playoff hopes after a puzzling beatdown at the hands of the Falcons yesterday? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. You know what? I'm kind of taking it on the chin with this one. You know, I haven't talked about this a whole lot today because I was puffing my chest out last week. Kyle Allen is the starter. Well, here's what I would say. I still do believe he's your starter. And as of last week, through all the games that he's played, had a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Even though statistically the touchdown to INTs is now 10-9, I still overall view what I've seen from him this year as positive. If you're going to be bad, Lonzo, be really bad and get that bad play out of the way in 2 games.
You think
as opposed to all of them? I believe
you wanted me to apologize to Kyle Allen. I'm going to apologize for saying he was a good backup.
That's harsh. That's harsh.
Just a backup, man.
That's harsh. And you'll be apologizing to him again because he's going to turn it around. He's an undrafted player who hasn't had significant starting experience in quite a few years. And I still think, all things told, deserves through the end of the season to see if he can be the guy moving forward for Carolina. Joining us right now is a friend of the show. You can hear him on the Carolina Panthers Network. Their analyst, Jim Zocchi of WBT and WFNZ, joins us right now. I guess the somewhat lazy but open-ended question is, Jim, what happened yesterday?
Turnovers. I mean, by far and away, that was the biggest thing. The -4 in the giveaway takeaway, 4 interceptions on the game. And, yes, they came from Kyle Allen, but also part of the product was the 5 sacks and the other pressures that led to that. And, of course, falling behind just kind of snowballs into making more, you know, low percentage throws and bad decisions. So doesn't absolve anything, but sometimes the stats get inflated, whether it's a win or a loss based on circumstances. You try to, you know, do things that are out of character, not run the ball as much, those kind of things. So that was the biggest thing, was that. And I thought, you know, the special teams didn't help. You give up a punt return for a touchdown. You get a 28-yard punt. You're handing your defense over on short fields on a number of occasions there. So while they stopped the run for once in a month, they couldn't really do much with Matt Ryan in the passing game, unfortunately.
We also saw that Christian McCaffrey doesn't get it again on a fourth down, fourth and one. Is it going to come a time? I mean, is Christian losing any confidence? Or is there going to come a time where they stop calling that play because it just doesn't seem to be working?
You know, it's a product of the blocking too. I mean, I hate to say it. It's, you know, Christian gives you everything he's got, but you know, sometimes you need a guy to make the block to make the play happen for him out there. So, you know, that's unfortunately. You know, they got the fourth and two they went for. They did the swing pass out to McCaffrey. So you get him in spaces where he's better, right? He's able to run between the tackles, but where he's elite is in open space. And I love that play where he came in motion before the snap of the ball. They just flung it out to him. And in the open field, who's going to stop him there? So, you know, maybe it's a little bit of the play call as opposed to McCaffrey doesn't have the ability to pick up a yard in a certain situation.
Relative to your expectations for this team, Jim, where are they today?
You know, nobody wants to be that middling team. I mean, that 500 team when you have bigger expectations than that. You know, some teams are rebuilding, and they'll take that as they kind of make their journey up to being a playoff team. This team went into this year being a win-now kind of team. When you got veteran players that are hanging around like Greg Olsen and some of these guys like Luke Kuechly that have been here for a number of years. So this is not a team that's a startup. So they expect to be a playoff team this year. So, yeah, 5-5 is not where they want to be. And we can run through the injuries, but who doesn't have a bunch of injuries on their team 10, 11 weeks into the season right now?
Well, you hear all the sports talk radio noise about, you know, they're so, you know, this is no longer Cam's team, all that sort of stuff. Now you're starting to hear those same people going, you know what, maybe the Panthers need to keep Cam around. What do you think they should do?
You know, I think what they need to do is keep evaluating. Mark kind of alluded to, I was listening to you guys coming to me. You're not going to have Cam this year. He's done for the regular season. Evaluate. You've got the time. You got 6 more weeks to see what you got in Kyle Allen and decide if he's the guy. And then you've got under contract Cam Newton for another year. You don't have to do anything with Cam. He's your guy for another year, whether you start him or use him as a second string quarterback. But I think for this moment, as we sit here and have the conversation today, I think it's been mixed results with Kyle Allen and not unexpectedly with an undrafted guy who's barely into his second year. So I think you keep looking at Kyle Allen, see if he might really give an upside look that you think is good enough to go. And then you can decide at that point off season, do we trade and, you know, maybe do a value thing where we get that $19 million back and we use it on McCaffrey and some other players out there.
The offensive line was particularly problematic yesterday, Jim. What is not clicking there up front?
That nobody wants to do a show about rookie tackles. they want to talk about quarterbacks. And that's, you've got Dennis Daly, of course, the Gamecock, who's played well but was out yesterday, and then Greg Little, who they moved up and got in the second round and view him as a potential long-term solution at left tackle. Played well before he went out with a concussion protocol weeks ago against Chandler Jones and some other guys. That's why they were so high on him. But did not have a good day yesterday, quite honestly. So, again, just like quarterback and some other young positions, it's been certain days where you don't notice them. They play well. They don't do anything wrong. And then he seemed to have about as many sacks allowed as Kyle Allen had interceptions yesterday. It was just a rough day at the office all the way around on that left side for Greg Little yesterday. So in both his case and in the case of Allen, I think we saw the lows. I don't think we saw the norm. So, again, you're kind of going through the growing pains, learning and giving these guys a chance to get acclimated and see just how good they're going to be. They're all NFL players. The question is, are they starting? Are they Pro Bowl? Are they backup? You know, what kind of NFL players are these guys?
Jim Zocchi is the analyst on the Carolina Panthers Network. Hear him on WBT and WFNZ and each and every Monday at 3:40. Always appreciate you, Jim. We hope for a much better team performance next week, but your performance, my man, is always there. Thank you so much.
Got it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Jim Zocchi of the Carolina Panthers Network. Coming up next, the best thing we heard today features somebody in a certain state doing something you wouldn't expect them to be doing in said state. I'll further explain when Offsides continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A quick check on the text line. What was the guy talking about where you had to cut the call earlier? LOL. Yeah, the thing is, it wasn't an LOL call. We had a guy calling, and I don't know if he was joking around, but you don't joke around about that. He was saying that he gets so mad watching the Gamecocks that he kicks his dog around his apartment, you know, and I'm not going to let that call continue. It's just that's not going to happen. Another texter says, Muff Cramp's son is the QB on Jordan Birch's high school at Hammond High School in Columbia, a school loaded with, his words, you suck alumni kids. And then he says, if you suck misses on Birch, it's a major loss. December 19th, Birch makes
quality text from a Clemson fan. That's what we expect coming from you.
There you go.
Thanks a lot.
There you go. All right, folks, this was inspiring to me today because I face surgery coming up on Thursday. Tua was in his hospital bed pre-surgery today with the gown on, all right? And, you know, you can picture yours truly being there on Thursday morning and not looking like he's in the best mental place in the mental space in the world. Tua, with his father sitting close to him, just decided, hey, let's have some fun with this moment pre-surgery and let's jam out.
You sound good, boy.
That's Tua singing. That's Tua's Tua playing.
Yeah, you need to point out he's playing, too.
He's playing and singing.
While in the hospital bed, and you can see
in everything. The gurney.
Yeah.
In the gurney, he's probably less than an hour, T-minus an hour from being cut on, and he just decides, hey, let's enjoy every moment, man. Jams out, and showing a skill set, Lonzo, frankly, we didn't know he possessed.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not,
especially under the circumstances.
No, definitely not bad at all. All right. A loaded show coming your way tomorrow. We absolutely positively look forward to bringing it to you. Coming up on tomorrow's show, have they now earned the right to be called America's team? I think you'll know where I'm headed there. You're probably guessing correct, but you won't be able to predict the angle in which I'm going to take you. That is coming up tomorrow. Straight Up with Sturge, Derek Fogle, filling in for Sturge, coming your way next, right here on ESPN Up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!